Yeah, it's going to be very tough, to be fair, Chris. Listen, they won it 2 years ago, and the last 2 years, for previous to us now, myself and the boys have been in charge. We've come very close, but they're a very well-drilled side, a very good side, very, very good individual players. All over the place, all over the pitch, and the players on the bench can come off and hurt you as well. So it's primed up to be a very good game. We have to go and try and win it, so it's a massive game for us, you know.
And, you know, without singling out anybody, I suppose Kyle Black is one of those players that you will look to. He's a habit of even coming off the bench and scoring.
Well, sorry to inform you again, Chris, that Kyle Black has left the panel since the Kevin Bonin game, so he's gone. He walked off the panel after the Kevin Bonin game, him and Gary Merritt, so they're now off the panel. So
that means you're not as strong as you would probably like to be.
No, I'll be honest with you. I think we've taken in Padraig O'Rafferty, one of the top scorers in the league last season, a very, very good striker. To be fair, he couldn't come out earlier in the season due to work and family reasons, but now he's come on and he's played a couple of friendlies, scored 4 goals in 2 games for us in 2 friendlies. So, you know, I think if he's not a better player, he's equally as good.
And it's a great competition, this, Brian. I mean, especially when you have these regional games going on, I mean, you really do want to get one over the opposition.
Yeah, listen, it's a local derby. It's a Donegal derby. Listen, I'm not going to tell you lies. In German, I'll tell you lies. Both of us won it because there's pride at stake and, you know, the bragging rights is at stake. They've pipped us in the last 2 years on the 90th and 91st minute to win the games in the two last games. So this year, you know, we have to be, you have to play the game for the full 90, 94 or 5 minutes, whatever it might be. So that's where we're at, you know.
And Inish have proven by getting to the final and winning it, and you haven't been a million miles away yourselves of late, that, I mean, the standard up here, whoever comes out of this group, and the top two do go through out of this group, I mean, there's nothing to say you can't go on an extended run.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what's, last year we got to the semi-final, right, we won the quarter-final in penalties, but, you know, to be fair to the boys, they dug in, they took it on board. You know, as I say, once the hardest part is getting out of the group, and that's what I think everybody will tell you the same. Once you get out of the group, then it's a one-off game, so it's a final as such. But as I say, you know, we've given ourselves a hill to climb tonight, so we're just going to try to do it and try. We'll give it everything we have and get forward. Mm. You know.
Well, in the Cavan Monaghan game, you were trailing at the break, but I take it you can take some satisfaction from the second half performance. There were many positives there.
I had to be fair, Chris. Listen, the first half wasn't acceptable. The boys know that. We had a very brief, probably a very robust talking at half-time, and we told them a couple of home truths that they needed in here, and basically we made a couple of switches. Came out in the second half, Kyle obviously scored a goal. We put a lot of pressure on Kevin Mullen. Now, the 2 goals we conceded were very poor from our point of view, but to say that the boys' application in the second half can't be faulted. We just couldn't get that second elusive goal to go on. You know, to be fair, Kevin Mullen deserved what they got, and they won the game, and I can't take that away from them. Mm.
So tonight's game, 6:30, let's hope it doesn't get too cold, but at McGinn Park, it's a great venue for a match.
It is, yeah, it's a great venue. I was up there on Monday night, I was working up there on Monday night with FAA, and fantastic facility. The pitch is, for this time of year, is second to none. You know, it's as good as any League Ireland pitch you'd see, you know, and it's going to be, hopefully, be a good game, good opening game of football. It'll be hard, and there'll be tackles, but that's part and parcel with the local derby, you know.
Do you think it'll be tight enough, particularly in the first half?
I think it'll be like a bit of a game of chess, you know. Nobody's going to show their hand early doors or make that silly move that's going to cost you. So hopefully that we can keep it tight, and we can keep it tight and all enough, and try and play the game we want to play the way we set up to play, and hopefully we get the right result of the game, you know.
Great, Brian. Well, listen, all the very best, and many thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Have a good evening, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you. Brian Dorian there, the manager of the Donegal League side, who are taking on the Inish Owen League, and Inish Owen League boss Dermot O'Brien is on the line. Good evening, Dermot.
Good evening, Chris.
Well, Dermot, just first of all, just update us on the pitch. I mean, we've had some freezing conditions. McGinn is always in great shape. Maybe a bit damp, but what are the underfoot conditions going to be like?
It should be fine, Chris. It was a slight doubt maybe yesterday morning. It was very hard, but, you know, the temperatures have gradually crept up, and it wasn't a severe night last night, so now it's good to go.
Well, you've gone all the way in this competition, so some of the boys have sampled the joys of lifting that Oscar Traynor trophy, and no doubt they would dearly love to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a fantastic experience for the players, for the clubs, for the whole peninsula, as a matter of fact. And, you know, we've been thereabouts for the last 4 years, beating in the final, beating in 2 semi-finals, and one in the final. And while you're always grateful for getting that one, I think that overall, we haven't had that greater luck in the competition, really, you know.
Now, the first match in this year's competition, you were away to the Sligo Leitrim League, and in this competition, it really is important to win that first game, isn't it?
Well, like most competitions, Chris, it's important to get 3 points in the first game, or at least avoid defeat. But having said that, the year we won it, we actually lost in Sligo 2-1. So that was sort of a bit of a turn up for the books. But we had a good victory. We gave away a poor goal from our point of view. And we had an excellent first half and went 3-1 up at the break. And that's why it finished 3-1. So, Sligo's always a tough place to go to. And we're very glad to get the 3 points down there.
Now, the last couple of years, you've had some good old tussles with the Donegal League, and tonight should be no different.
Yeah, I know Brian Dorian for a long number of years, and Brian has done a tremendous job there with the Donegal League, because, to be honest, they were in the doldrums there in regards to Oscar Trinner for a number of years. But, it took two goals in the last 5 minutes of the last 2 years for us to get the victory, and I don't see it being any different tonight. It'll be a close, hard-fought game.
Yeah, and no doubt there's a little bit more pressure on them having lost the first game, so one would expect they're certainly going to be very tight in the opening stages, and in the end up it may just be one goal that could nick it.
Yeah, you never know. Obviously, as you said, they've lost their first game in the competition, so they can't really afford another loss, because you'll probably more than likely be out of it after suffering two defeats. From our point of view, we just have to go out and try and impose our game and the way we want to play on the situation, and have to be patient. And you don't have to go gung ho, but hopefully we can be patient and move the ball at a high tempo like we like to do, and hopefully take our chances when they come.
And one of your strengths, Dermot, the fact that you really do have the proverbial strength and depth. There's guys there on the bench. At times, maybe a selection headache for you because you have a really good quality squad.
Yeah, we had four young lads making their debut nearly in the competition there in Sligo the last day, under 22, 23 years of age. We have a number of injuries at the minute. Kieran McDade is a massive loss. Michael Byrne, another massive loss. Boys that generally would expect to start. And Matthew Henry's only available tonight, so they're three big players for us. But the likes of Michael Barr and Fergal Harkin, Dylan Ruddy and young Aidan Friel have come in and performed excellently down in Sligo for their first game and competition at this level.
And finally, Dermot, half six starts this evening. It'd be nice to see a good crowd coming along, because this competition worthy of good public support at a local level.
Yeah, I think in the early stages sometimes it's hard to get the people out, and dark evenings and that, there's that many attractions, alternative ones on the TV and that, but hopefully we get a good crowd to begin. It's a half six kickoff, so it's not too late, and people will still be home before half nine. So we're hoping there'll be a big crowd here in the beginning of the night.